Weather Center on Talk Radio WBOB.
The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
Great to have you with us, coming to you live today from our flagship in Portsmouth. Once again, heat bearing down on you. One of the hottest days of the year was yesterday. Same thing today. Great to have you with us, though. A lot of heat in the Capitol. A lot of heat at the border. A lot of heat all over the place. We've got trade. We've got immigration. We've got a lot to cover. We've got Curtis Ellis coming up right now. Senior policy advisor for America First Policies, not messing around, just completed a two-day America First Policies summit where they were able to go over the key issues. America First Policies, one of our sponsors, is the number one political action committee in America that is solely dedicated to promoting the president's America First Policy agenda. Senior policy advisor Curtis Ellis joining us now. Hey, Curtis, great to have you.
Hey, it's great to be here, John. Good morning.
Let's start with immigration, right? No time to waste. Yep. At the border, first of all, you just heard that montage. It started with a lie. Kids being ripped from their parents at the border. Lie. Not happening. They're taken from their parents when they go over the border illegally, and they're apprehended, and they're arrested. Then, like anybody in the United States, Curtis, who gets arrested with their minor children in tow, their children get taken to child services. It's going to happen today in Detroit, Chicago, Norfolk, Virginia, Washington, D.C., Miami, San Diego, Seattle, Portland, and Billings, Montana. That's the law in the United States. That's what's happening. Why is it different now?
It is not different now. Now, it's different now because the Democrats are trying to find a way to make turn a lie into a political weapon. You're exactly right. This happens in the black community every day. Happens in the white community every day. Happens in the Hispanic community in the United States every day. If you're arrested and you're going to be charged, prosecuted for a crime, you are separated from your children. How many times are children taken from parents and put in foster homes in the United States? Happens a lot, every day, innumerable times. It's business as usual. It's just amazing to watch the Democrats and the media machine turn something which should be a discussion of policy and discussion of what are we going to do about these laws and what are we going to do about the problem of immigration, and turn it into an emotionalized, weaponized attack on President Trump and anyone who supports a rationalized immigration system. Everyone will agree, they all say, everyone does agree, the immigration system is broken, needs to be fixed, we've got to change our laws. Yet what we see is not an attempt to discuss and explain what's going on. It's the immediate assumption of the, not just of the Democrats, because the Democrats, their job is to attack President Trump, okay? They're the opposition party. They're supposed to attack him every way they can. But they have enlisted, or I should say the media has willingly signed up in that job to attack President Trump. And anybody who does not side with Jerry Nadler, who is that clown, that out-of-line clown who was in your montage, this is not a good faith actor. This guy is a hack and a total political partisan. Anybody who does not agree with Jerry Nadler is immediately dismissed as a Nazi, as a bad faith, somebody who wants to eat children for breakfast. You know, John, you've seen the pictures. This went on in the Obama administration. The Border Patrol did the same thing they're doing now. No difference. There's no attempt to – nobody asks the question. The major media does not ask the question, what are we going to do with the millions of people – and it's going to be millions if you don't do something about it – that will walk north from Central America to come into the United States with their children? If you just open the border and say, come on in, everybody's welcome – what are you going to do? And whether you separate the children or not, that is a question that needs to be answered. You see it happening in Europe today. So it's stunning that there is absolutely no attempt for the media to do its job and to ask the rational question, put out the facts, put the facts forward for people to see. Instead, it becomes, here's another attempt to attack President Trump, attack the Trump administration, attack the administration's policies, and label him as some cruel, inhuman Nazi. It's really disgusting.
The alternative, the alternative is catch and release. I mean, this is the question I ask on every TV show I go on, and so far I've been on 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of them. Right? What is the alternative to this? The alternative is what we've been doing for 40 years, which is you enter the country illegally, you get apprehended, and you're just released. That's been what's been going on, Curtis, for 4 decades. Nobody changes it. They talk about it. They never change it because, you know, it's the unholy alliance we've talked about forever. Republicans that want cheap labor, Democrats that want cheap votes, so they look the other way. Now, here's the deal. It's very simple. Now the president says if you are caught coming over the border illegally and you're apprehended, you're going to be processed. You're not going to simply be released. During the period of being processed, you're going to have to be separated from your kids. Just like somebody's getting separated from their kids today that was arrested for something while they're waiting for due process. Their kids are taken away in Billings, Montana, Cheyenne, Wyoming, or Miami, Florida. It's all the same. That's the laws of the United States. There's not a separate holding facility for families. Until you want to change the law for everybody, then that's fine. I'd probably be in favor of that, but it doesn't exist, right? So,
right.
What's the alternative? Catch and release. Then they say, well, then put them all in the same facility. Okay. Then all they have to do is at the port of entry, say, I want to seek asylum. Then you're in a facility. You're protected. You're cared for. Your children are not ripped away. Nobody's being ripped away, Curtis, at the border. They're only losing their kids for a short period of time when they are apprehended. Now, how about the people that come over the border that don't go to the port of entry, right? They come over the border illegally, boom, broke the law, right? They know they're breaking the law. They know they're coming over illegally. They didn't go to the port of entry, and they're not apprehended. Are they going and finding an agent to say, I want asylum? Are they going to the asylum office in San Diego? No. They're getting into the country, and that's the end of them. So they're only saying they want asylum after they're apprehended, and then they're throwing up their hands and say, I want asylum, and now they're supposed to get special treatment, although they've just broke the law. We either have laws or we don't. So that's the right. whole thing is ridiculous.
And it's ridiculous, and if you want to change the law, change the law. But don't get up and call Trump a Nazi. And look, I'm not exaggerating here. Michael Hayden, former intelligence official, head of one of the DNI, now we have such an alphabet soup of intelligence agencies, and none of them have a whiff of intelligence about them. They all seem to be politically biased and weaponized figures. He tweeted out a picture of a concentration camp, and he said other societies have separated parents from children. Not helpful not helpful. And you, as a former high-ranking government official who had all of the authority of the Gestapo, if you want to talk about other societies that you say separated parents and children, we can compare you to that society, too. You had all the power and authority and surveillance abilities and secret detention authorities of the Gestapo, Mr. Hayden. Not helpful for you to be making that comparison, okay? It's just not helpful at all and dishonest. And why are we appealing to emotions? Why don't we have a rational discussion of this? Because if you had those family facilities that you talk about, immediately the Democrats or somebody, an immigration advocate, would find a case of a situation where a young child was abused sexually or otherwise by one of these people who claim to be a parent but aren't, because we know that most of the women traveling through Mexico, a good majority, I don't know if it's most of them, but a huge number, are sexually abused. They're raped, they're abused, happens all the time, and I'm sure they'd find an instance of a child who was abused in one of these facilities, and they would say, we shouldn't be holding children at all. We shouldn't be holding any of these people at all, because their final position is that we should have absolutely open borders. We should disband ICE. We should not have a border at all. We should not have citizenship at all. That's what the radical left's position is, and it's increasingly it's being adopted by an increasing number of Democrat politicians. Let's be frank. Let's be honest. That is the default position. This is simply a way station on the way to their final solution to the problem, which is to eliminate borders, eliminate nationality, national identity, citizenship, because America is a racist, exclusionary country, and it is our moral duty and obligation to accept anybody who wants to come in from anywhere on earth to live here. And the politicians say that because their homes are behind big walls. They're not going to be living on the Upper West Side of Manhattan where Jerry Nadler lives. No, they're going to be living in Portsmouth, Virginia, or someplace else.
You know, Curtis, that is so true, because what they're really looking here for is open borders, and they don't want a solution. Because if they did want a solution, like I said on CNN yesterday, they would simply get a bipartisan situation together that would close the border, build the wall, and end this crisis. They don't want to do it because they want to exploit it. So on one hand, they're crying about the children. On the other hand, the Democrats are exploiting this for short-term political gain. And quite frankly, they don't give a rat's ass about any of these kids. What they care about is power. And what the Republicans in Lower Manhattan care about is money. And that's what's going on here. That's why the crisis never gets solved. And finally, you have a president, Curtis Ellis, who was with me from Senior Advisor America First Policies. Finally, you have a president who stands up to the whole thing and starts peeling the onion back and saying, you know, everybody has looked the other way and looked the other way and done nothing about this. We have this influx of illegals coming into the United States. They're eventually going to bankrupt the country beyond the debt that we have now. We can't sustain it. You have to have a border. And so I'm simply going to change the approach in order to deter these people from coming in with the promise of amnesty from some president or Congress. And if they come illegally, I'm going to get them arrested because they're breaking the law. Okay? And so he changes it and everybody's up in arms, right? Meantime, these are the same politicians who have been talking about it forever. And what's interesting, Curtis, when you go on television and you debate the liberals on the left and the Democrats, they never will talk about the people that come across the border illegally and break the law and are detained and separated from their children, because they know they can't win that argument, right? Because they know we're a country of laws. So they go to the false argument of asylum, right? Which the false argument of asylum is simply a bait and switch. 2013, 1 in 100 people that were apprehended claimed asylum. 2018, 1 in 8. 2020, it'll be 1 in 3, because word's out. If you get caught, claim asylum. If you really wanted asylum, you would go to the port of entry and go through the process. And then you would not be separated from your child.
That's right. Look, the drug cartels are also human trafficking cartels. It's the same people, same criminal operations down south of the border that are running these smuggling operations. They are coaching people. They're the ones telling them, claim asylum. Bring your children, ask for asylum, you'll get released. Game, set, match, done. You're in. That's what they're telling them. They go through the barrios, the slums of Honduras, and that's what they tell them. Say, give us money, we'll get you to the border, claim asylum. Well, guess what, folks? And here's the fact. Jeff Sessions has said this. The Attorney General has said this. And I'll tell you, asylum, you can claim asylum under international law. The United States signed the treaty, the UN Convention on Refugees and Asylum. There are very specific categories by which you can claim asylum, and that is fear of persecution on the basis of your nationality, your race, your ethnicity, your political identity. Though, period. That's it. On the basis, if you have fear that you persecution or certain death because you are a member of a particular race or ethnic group or banned political party in your home country, you can go to another country and ask to be admitted. And if you're granted asylum, you have all the rights of a citizen. What's missing from that list? I'm afraid that a criminal is going to kill me if I go home. Mm-hmm. I'm afraid that there's a war at home. Mm-hmm. You're not even entitled to ask for asylum if there is a war raging in your country. You cannot go to the neighboring country or a third country someplace else and say, there's war in there's a war at home, and I don't like it. Please give me asylum. Can't do it. Not under international law. You can be a refugee. They can put you in a refugee camp, but that doesn't give you the right to then petition for asylum and have the full rights of citizenship in that country. Not the way it works. And you can't say, well, I'm going to be abused by my husband. I'm going to be abused by my wife. I'm going to be abused by the criminal gang down the street. Look, if all of these immigration activists, these left-wing bleeding hearts are really concerned about women being abused in El Salvador and Guatemala, they should go down and organize those people to get political change in those countries, mm-hmm. so they don't have to leave mm-hmm. and come to the United States mm-hmm. to feel safe mm-hmm. and to have decent governance. Mm-hmm. That's what they should be doing. Mm-hmm. But that's not their agenda. Their agenda is America is a racist country. We've got to bring in millions and millions of people from the third world because that's their right. And we're so guilty and hating ourselves that we're Americans, we're going to give our country away to everybody else.
Yeah, because we stole it from them in the first place, and we're imperialist, and we're not worthy. I mean, that's
exactly.
The Obama transform America agenda, right?
Yeah.
We're not worthy. The Constitution is an old parched document by a bunch of old white people that no longer applies. We want open borders. We don't care about the country. Don't sing the national anthem. Don't salute the flag. The hell with the flag. Let's just open the thing up and get everybody in until the whole thing collapses. And then we can have the elites and the proletariats, which is their end game. And, of course, they're part of the elites that'll make all the decisions and drive around in limos. Let me read you a tweet here from Marco Rubio. I'm not a big fan of his, but I kind of agree with him here. I want to get your reaction. We're with Curtis Ellis. I got 1 minute and a half remaining. It says, releasing those who unlawfully enter the United States because they came with children creates a cruel incentive to bring children on a dangerous journey. I agree with that. Then he says, detaining parents is cruel because it separates families. Okay, I'll buy that. He says, let's change the law so we can hold families together while awaiting expedited hearings. okay, that sounds reasonable. Two questions. One, how do you change it so it's not an incentive? And number two, what do you say to the person that gets arrested today in Washington, D.C., and they take their kids away while they're being processed? Well, what do you tell them? That's my question.
Yeah, that's right. Those are very good questions. Why do border crossers, law-breaking border crossers, get better treatment than American citizens, right?
Mm-hmm.
And how do you change the law? How much money is that going to cost? Mm-hmm. I mean, all very good ideas. Have more judges, have increase the judiciary, the judicial process, so we can expedite the judicial process. All very good. I think great idea. I think Ted Cruz has put forward plans for that. Holding all the parents and the children together. I don't know if that's going to work. Maybe it should. And as for, you know, absolutely, it's a cruel incentive. I put this forward at the UN to their spokesman when you had the boatloads of people coming from Africa crossing the Mediterranean. And I said, look, when the secretary and drowning in the process, right? So when the Secretary General comes up there and says the UN, the European Union is obliged to accept all these refugees, aren't you really giving these people an incentive to get on these boats and drown themselves? Shouldn't you be telling them, stay home, nobody wants you here, if you want to come in, go through the immigration process?
Well, that would be following the law. And apparently there is a number of Democrats that don't really care about the laws in the United States. But this is why their argument goes to the amnesty people, which is why if you go on any media, you have to be able to combat that with the facts, because the facts are the facts. And these people are being told, look, if you're not caught, you're fine. If you're caught, claim amnesty. Well, that's not the purpose of amnesty. Is I go to the port of entry and say, I'm being persecuted, I want amnesty. They're perverting this to, I cheated, I broke the law. Ooh, they found me, I'm caught. Damn it, amnesty. Not the same.
You know, I was just listening to you, John. And it gave me a brilliant idea of what to do with this immigration thing. You said it. Justin Trudeau is clearly the King Solomon of our time, according to the left. He's like the most wisest, most astute policymaker. I say everybody that shows up at our border with children in tow, or even not, let's take them to the Canadian border and tell them they can seek asylum there.
Yes.
And let's see what Justin Trudeau does.
Yes.
Okay? And then we'll just, like, follow his lead.
Yes. That's what I think. I think that's brilliant. All we have to do, the government has to lease a whole litany of Greyhound buses and commandeer some Amtrak trains and just bring them right to the border.
Instead of building detention facilities for families and hiring more judges, let's just do what Mexico does. They come from El Salvador, Honduras, Guatemala to Mexico. Mexico puts them on a plane, helps them come to the U.S. Let's do the same thing. We'll just, hey, go on to Canada.
Yeah,
they're
come on a train.
They're lovely. They're liberal. Fabulous. They know what to do. They'll always do the right thing. Justin Trudeau is the all-wise, all-knowing, astutest politician on the planet today.
Icon. He is. So they ship him up there. We can call it the Canada train, right? We could just have trains go to Canada, put him on the border, and actually Justin Trudeau can come and personally make a personal visit and shake hands with everybody. And, you know, then we can get the Quebecians involved and Montreal. And, you know, they can all be Blue Jays fans and they can cheer for the Leafs. I think it's a great idea.
Yeah, and they can play hockey forever. It's great.
You're listening to The John Frederick Show. Common sense for the Commonwealth. on great radio stations across Virginia and online anytime at thejohnfrederickshow.com.
With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. President Trump in Las Vegas to headline a fundraiser to help Senator Dean Heller raise money in a critical race that'll help determine control of the Senate this November. Heller is the only Republican senator seeking re-election in a state that Democrat Hillary Clinton won in 2016. He, Mr. President, is also delivering the keynote address to the Nevada State GOP convention and holding a separate event to promote tax cuts he signed into law 6 months ago. Meanwhile, just a few neighbors away, Mitt Romney making his final pitch after being forced into a Republican Senate primary Tuesday against conservative state lawmaker Mike Kennedy. The winner will face Democrat Jenny Wilson for the seat that is being vacated by retiring Senator Orrin Hatch. And tomorrow, Saudi Arabia lifts the world's only ban on women driving, a milestone for ladies in that country. This is SRN News.
Download WBOB's mobile app for free from your app store. Powered by Duval County Judicial Candidate Kimberly Sadler.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for a healthcare plan, or more importantly, if you signed up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing program. It's been around for 25 years. They have hundreds of thousands of members all across the country. And get this, over the years, MediShare members have shared more than $2.5 billion of each other's medical bills. Best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. Your savings may be less or more, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. So if you think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have much to offer, think again. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. Here's the number to find out more. There's no pressure. They're super easy to talk to. 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE. 877-64-BIBLE.
Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church, invites you to worship with them. 9:30 a.m. Sunday for Bible study. 10:45 a.m. Sunday, expository preaching of God's Word. 7 p.m. Sunday, expository preaching of God's Word. 7 p.m. Wednesday, Bible Q&A with fellowship meal. They're located at 12021 Old St. Augustine Road in the heart of Mandarin, just 1 mile south of I-295. Z, the founder of the original Tunis restaurant, and Robert Rucab, owner of St. John's Seafood Restaurant, have teamed up. The result is a new national chain called Tip Top Chicken and Shrimp. Tip Top Chicken and Shrimp will feature the time-tested recipes of seafood, chicken, and more. The first Tip Top Chicken and Shrimp will be opening soon, right here in Jacksonville. Stay tuned, because you don't want to miss the grand opening of Tip Top Chicken and Shrimp with the best seafood and chicken you've ever tasted.
The 2018 election season is underway. WBOB is your 2018 election authority. Every candidate.
And coming up next, Bob White, chairman of the Republican Liberty Caucus, who is also running for governor.
Every issue.
That's why today I'm announcing that this year will be my last one as a member of the House.
Every day. WBOB, your 2018 election authority. The latest traffic and weather on WBOB, your 2018 election authority.
No active accidents now. That's a good thing on a Saturday afternoon, but there is one disabled vehicle on I-95 southbound just before Gulf Air. That's blocking the center lane, so if you're heading south on 95 towards Jacksonville, be aware of that. Sunshine this afternoon, rather hot too. A chance of an isolated storm. Doesn't look like a big chance. High about 95, 93 now in Jacksonville. At Talk Radio WBOB.
Joining us now on the John Fredericks Radio Network, Congressman, 7th District Republican, Dave Bratt. Dr. Bratt, good to have you with us.
Great to be on, John. Thank you.
All right. We got a lot to cover in a short period of time. We have to start with immigration policy, two potential bills coming out of Paul Ryan allowing you to debate on. One is the, I guess, moderate bill. The other is the Bob Goodlatte bill. Both of these, the president said he would find acceptable. Where do you stand on either of these, Congressman, and what will happen with them?
Yeah, and I'll get in the weeds on these, but I always forget the first major point, and that's why do we have an immigration disaster in the first place? And that's because the Democrats won't come to the table on anything. They want open borders, cheap wages for the American worker, and that's the starting point, right? So now we have to figure out how do you pass a bill with only Republican votes, because the Democrats doesn't look like they're going to come along for either of these bills. And so we have the Goodlatte bill, which is promised, which has close to 200 votes. But there's a group of the more liberal Republicans who teamed up with 200 Democrats to put in that discharge petition a few weeks ago. And so they want a bill that's even weaker than the Trump four-pillar plan. Trump's four-pillar plan has a few good pieces to it, but it's missing the most important part, and that's E-Verify. And E-Verify is the part which makes sure you hire legal folks. So it puts the burden on the employer. And Senator Obama was for that. Bill Clinton was for that back when the Democrats cared about the American worker and their wage rates. But now the Democrats are just doing identity politics. And so we can't get any of them to come on any bills. My Democrat is against a wall, running against me. The Democrat Party is against a wall. And that's just the beginning, right? And then you have to do e-verifying and chain migration, all that kind of thing. And so those are the two bills. I'm not sure either of them can get through the House this week, but we'll see.
Well, Congressman, tell us the differences between the Goodlatte bill and the, what I guess for lack of a better term, we're calling the Paul Ryan moderate bill. What are the key differences there?
Yeah, the Goodlatte bill has basically everything that will solve the immigration problem. It's well thought out policy over 30 years that Obama and Clinton, et cetera, agreed with, right? There's no right-wing stuff in here. It shouldn't be partisan. But the Democrats now aren't, you know, the old Democrat Party JFK. They're hard-left progressives, for real, right? That want open borders. And the average American does not want that. And then the second bill, the more liberal, they're calling it moderate bill, but it's a liberal. It was set up by put pressure on us to work with Democrats. And so that is kind of shaped around President Trump four pillars, but it weakens every one of the pillars. And of course, the only pillar that doesn't get weakened is the total amnesty, and that's made more generous. It's up to 2 million minimum, and it's incremental, right? It's kind of set up that you get a 1.8 million amnesty right off the bat, and then a pathway to citizenship once the wall funding is actually spent. Then there's a move toward the green card. And so that's not in the Goodlatte bill. That's in the moderate liberal bill.
The moderate bill, how do they deal with the president's request to end chain migration and the visa lottery system and replace it with a merit-based, economically-based, can-you-get-a-job-based platform?
Yeah, well, in the end, it doesn't do that, right? It doesn't move toward a merit-based system. Lottery piece you mentioned, they say they get rid of it. They do, but then they reclassify that whole number into a different category of visas. So it's a kind of a bait and switch to say we're getting rid of it, but they're just giving the same amount of visa lotteries over to another program. And then what was the second part you asked me about, John?
Visa lottery and
chain migration, same thing. They don't end the parental part, and there's another part. So they weaken it from getting rid of chain migration and moving toward a merit system toward just watering down the Trump plan. And that's and by the way, the most important part is this hasn't gone to the Senate yet, right? When anything goes to the Senate, all substance falls out, as
right.
In the Obamacare debate, right? We
right.
ended up with a marketing tagline instead of a repeal of Obamacare. And so when this bill, already in a weakened form, if it ever made it to the Senate, it would come back a disaster. And again, the Democrats aren't going to vote for any of this. And if you ask, the reporters, you'll never see a question. So it's interesting the Democrats don't want to come on your show, right? Because they cannot answer questions in real time. They have to hide behind a script, give written answers that have been carefully thought out by consultants and whatever. But Democrats never come on because they cannot tell you how many folks should we let in the country? And it'll be silence. Should you build a wall? Silence. right? What do we do with the illegals? What should we do? Should we let them stay in the country and pay for them and their and education and everything? Silence, right? And so the contrast between Republicans and Democrats is just stunning. And Trump won big on this issue. I won big on this issue. It's a big deal for the average voter. In my district, I know it is. And then, you know, up in Michigan, Ohio, Pennsylvania, et cetera. And so we're trying to help the American worker. And we also want to help the rest of the world, too, right? The reason people are leaving Honduras and Guatemala is because they don't have the rule of law.
Right.
And so, we do. So, of course, everyone wants to come here. But now the Democrats are moving to weaken our rule of law. Sanctuary cities is just, a total cave on the rule of law where it exists. And you're seeing the results, right? Go Google Paris and London and Netherlands, et cetera, and you have a good look at what it looks like when you give up on the rule of law in sanctuary cities.
All right. So, look, what the Democrats and some Republicans, let's also weave out, because the Goodlatte bill is not even going to pass the House, and you have a majority there, and you have a 30-vote majority. It's not even going to pass the House. So Democrats and some Republicans, basically what they're asking for with all this outrage over the separation of minor children from their parents, of parents that have come here illegally, are basically, Congressman, they want a two-tier justice system. Right? The first tier is for U.S. citizens that don't have enough money to post bail and get big lawyers. And so they're arrested for something and they're with their children. Their children are taken from them at the point of handcuff. Their children are taken and put in to child service. Doesn't matter what the crime is. It could be a mistake. They could get expunged later. They're handcuffed. If there are minor children there, they're taken away. This is a U.S. citizen. And if they can't post bail, they sit in jail. And if they're a single parent, their children sit in child services. That's a fact, okay? That's the United States justice system. If you enter the country illegally with minor children, by the way, taking them and putting them at risk, you break the law when you come in. If you get detained and arrested, you're separated from your minor children, just like any U.S. citizen worker. And until you can figure it out, your children are separated and put in child services. Yet the Democrats feign this unbelievable outrage over it, which is the same thing that happens in our country. So they're looking for a two-tiered system where there's no consequence for breaking the law. Final thing I want you to comment on is when I had Senator Kaine on the other day, he said, no. I'm talking about when people come for asylum. False, fake news. Because if you come for asylum and you request the asylum at the point of entry, which is the legal way to do it, you're not separated. If you come to the country and you enter it illegally, get apprehended, and at the point of apprehension say, I want asylum, you've already broken the law. So explain this to the explain the two-tiered system and the asylum fake news that's going on out there.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you know the details on the asylum piece, because that hasn't been reported because it's not in the interest of the left who owns the mainstream media. And so the major piece here that is causing confusion is the mainstream media won't acknowledge and write about the news and the facts here, and that is this law has not changed. The law goes back to the 70s and 80s. On separation, et cetera, and went through the Obama administration, et cetera. The only thing that's changed, well, there's a couple things that have changed. It used to be 90% males coming in, and now that's down to 60% males. And so that changes the dynamics of who's coming in. But the most important piece is that under the Obama administration, they didn't prosecute illegal immigration. And that's why it's so important. That's why I started off emphasizing what the Democrat plan is. They don't want any border control at all. They want open borders, and their policies go along with it. So it's a misdemeanor the first time you come in. It's a felony the second time you come in illegally. The Obama administration didn't prosecute anyone. And so they're not following the rule of law, and that's what I was getting at. It's very important. If we cave on the rule of law, that it's up to the individual executive president to decide what laws you want to follow. Boy, that's a new country. And so President Trump and the administration is enforcing the law. And so then you have to deal with this antiquated law that splits parents and kids, right? No one wants that, but there's ways to solve that. And the major way to solve that is to have a good immigration system. And so the Democrats always talk about all these side issues, but they won't solve the main problem, right? And they want people to do well, but they won't solve the major problems for Guatemala, Honduras. They won't put pressure on Mexico, on Mexico's southern border. And on asylum, you hit the main point. That's the main point. If you come in through a point of entry, there's no separation. There's no issue. So, and we can solve all that tomorrow, right? With the Democrats, we can change that law in the Goodlatte bill in 5 minutes. And the president said he would do that in his 45-minute news piece the other day. He said it on camera. He said, just get the Democrats in here. We can change it tomorrow morning.
Well, they don't want to change it, all right, because they don't care. Because the Democrats and some Republicans are using these children for a political football in order to gain power. If they cared about the welfare of the children and not about political rhetoric to gain an advantage, they would act on it tomorrow. Pelosi and Ryan could get together and solve this in about 20 minutes. She won't do it because they don't want it solved. I mean, this is the thing. Just to give you an example so that everybody understands the reality of this situation. If you want to claim asylum in the United States, there's a process and a lawful way to do that. And to qualify and apply for asylum, each migrant must pass an interview by a U.S. citizenship and immigration services officer at the point of entry. Like before coming into the country illegally, you have to say, I want asylum at the border, at the point of entry. Then you'll be interviewed. Then that immigration official will determine whether or not your request is credible. All right? That's the system we have in place. If you don't like it, change it. But that's the system. Those who pass the credible fear interview will be given a chance to then apply for asylum, which is a difficult and lengthy process under U.S. law. Now, they can do that either in the U.S. while they wait or inside an immigration detention facility. If they have family in the U.S., they can be legally granted stay while their case is being adjudicated. Dave, Brett, that's the law. Why don't they follow it? If they follow it, there's no separation of children. And this other thing about children being put in cages and children taken from mothers that are breastfeeding, this is all hyperbole. It's all a lie, and it's all false, and it's not true. And so if they don't break the law, there's no separation of families. Why can't that truth be simply put out there?
Yeah, well, we're having a hard time getting it out on anything because everyone always says, Dave, say this. And I'm like, to who? That's the hard part, right? So I get on the radio. I try to get on national TV as much as I can. But let me just follow up on one thing you just said in terms about enforcement, et cetera. If you do an amnesty of 1.8 million minimum, right, that's what's coming in that moderate bill, that means immigration enforcement across the entire country is going to come to a halt, right? So if you just look at the common sense, right, for several years, every illegal alien under the age of 40 will claim to be eligible for amnesty, right, under mm-hmm. the new moderate liberal bill, mm-hmm. and they'll have to be given a chance to apply and have application adjudicated before they can be removed. So you got 2 million cases that will have to be adjudicated, 2 million plus. Those are just the ones that, you know, are estimated to maybe get the amnesty. But then they'll be, you know, double that, saying, hey, I'm going to take a chance at this. And so several million people are going to come forward, and that'll take all the resources away. And then you just sent a DACA green light to the rest of the world so folks know, hey, if you get in there, eventually you're going to be okay. And so just to let the average American know, I mean, I'm not kidding. Go Google what's going on in Europe. Right, Amsterdam, Sweden, London, Paris, Spain, Italy. Go Google
Berlin,
because if you don't want that to happen here, right? If you want open borders, go take a look at what they're not even open yet. What semi-open borders look like, and you will not be happy.
And they can't put that back in the bottle now.
Nope.
I mean, that's
no
that's
way.
Really the issue. I mean, Berlin is going through the same thing. There's a number of political parties that have cropped up now that are starting to gain seats in the Bundestag there, and they can't stop it. Once you go down this path, you can't stop it, because once people know if I come into a country illegally, I will be safe. That is like a magnet. I mean, that is a sucking sound to get people in. And this whole thing doesn't make any sense. So if you follow the law, then you have to follow it like everybody else. If you don't, then you might get your children separated from you because you're a lawbreaker. And I get back to my argument. If you have a single father right now in the 7th District, let's say it's in Chesterfield or some part of it, this is the easiest thing to understand. They have a suspended driver's license because they have unpaid speeding tickets because they lost their job and they're now making $10 an hour and they can't pay it, but they have to drive their kids to school. And they get pulled over for going through a stop sign too fast. What happens to the three kids, Dave, in the back of the car? What happens?
Right. I mean, they get separated.
They get separated. They get taken to child services while the father is handcuffed, put in a squad car, and processed. Because regardless of the circumstances, he's driving, he broke the law, the minor children are separated. That is the way U.S. law works. So why are we going to now say it's fine for the guy making $10 an hour to lose his children to child services, but it isn't all right for the illegal alien who isn't even a citizen who's coming in illegally for the same thing to happen? Tell me how that math works.
No, I mean, that's what's going on. And I don't want to spend too much time on it because this is, as you said, this is the way the Democrat politics operate. They say, look at this shiny object over here. They try to get your attention on these side issues instead of looking at the elephant in the room, which is the entire immigration system is broken. And then the Democrats say, oh, we're nice, we care, we have compassion. And the Republicans do a DACA bill to help the kids, and they say no to it. They say no to the very kids they just said they want to help. And then we do DACA. Trump says, let's do 1.8 million DACA kids. And the Democrats say no to the very policy that will help the kids. And that's the only thing they were talking about before, right? Just help the DACA kid. And so then they say, no, no. So what's really going on here is the Democrats want open borders, right? When we say we'll help the kids, they say no to it. When we say we'll shut this down tomorrow morning, they'll say, nope, we're not showing up at the bargaining table. And I think that's the key piece that voters have to say. The Democrats always shift, we're compassionate, et cetera. They're not being compassionate, right? They're saying as politicians, we're going to sound compassionate, and you're going to pay the bill, right? And so everybody knows, right, the cheap labor crowd, the big corporations are going to get cheap labor, and who's going to pay the bill? If you got two kids coming into the country, it's $26,000 per year for education for those two kids. Who pays the bill? The taxpayer, not the big corporations. They get free education for those kids. They get the free health care. They get the free thing. They don't have to deal with overcrowded school, overcrowded health care, et cetera. And a huge proportion, by the way, just in passing, of the health care mess we're currently in is due to illegals. And you'll never hear that on the mainstream press, right? So the taxpayer is very well aware of what's going on, and we just need to keep it at that high level and explain to the people that the Democrat Party, unfortunately, is no longer the party of JFK, right? They're progressive. I'm JFK, right? JFK wanted tax cuts to spur the economy. He was proud of the Catholic faith, a strong defense. And so, boy, it shows you how far the Democratic Party has moved when JFK would be considered a conservative in their party today.
Unbelievable. John Frederick's Radio Network, we're out of time. More information, go to DaveBratt.com, where the lies are being spread all over the place. But the president going to Capitol Hill yesterday trying to resolve this through Congress, he's not going to be able to do it. Congress is never going to agree on anything. And the president's going to have to solve this himself like he did with everything. Otherwise, you're going to get to repeal and replace and have that fail. Because the Democrats have no incentive to solve this. They just want it to keep going on so every day they can have images of children crying. even though their parents broke the law. And by the way, I would like to see the same cameras in, let's see, Detroit, Chicago, Miami, Portland, Maine, Billings, Montana, Cheyenne, Wyoming, or in Walter Jones City. You can even go to, Currituck. And if somebody breaks the law and they're arrested with minor children, guess what happens to their minor children while they're processed? They're taken away and put in child services in a holding facility. They're put in child services. I mean, that's U.S. law. I don't like it, but I'm as interested in poor people in the country who get arrested for something, can't make bail, and they take their children away to God knows where. And then ever try to get them back? Go on Facebook and put a Facebook thing out there and say, hey, do you know anybody whose children were taken to child services? How hard is it to get them back? And wait till you see what comes back. Nobody cares about that. No, that's fine. Take them. These are just poor people with no money for lawyers and no money in the system. These are not good for TV. These are not good for getting votes. What's good for getting votes is at the border saying their children are being ripped away. Of course, they're not being ripped away at the border, because if they were at the border, they wouldn't be illegal. It's only when they cross the border illegally and don't go to the port of entry and claim asylum legally. We've been over this for 3 days. But the lies continue. So let's find out what the president had to say and what the solution is. And we're going to go to Congressman Walter Jones, Republican, 3rd District, North Carolina. He represents North Carolina's Outer Banks. Got a huge district, goes all the way from Ocracoke Island and goes all the way up to Chesapeake, Virginia, all along the Outer Banks and the coast, a little bit inland. Walter Jones, Congressman, great to have you with us, sir.
John, thank you very much. It's certainly an interesting time to be in Washington, and we've got more problems than we have solutions. So we keep asking God for guidance.
What did the president say yesterday, and how was the reaction?
It went all over the board, from talking about North Korea and the success he felt he had in North Korea, to talking about doing away with Obamacare, and then he talked about the tax cut, and it just went all over the board. And, of course, he did, let me be fair about it, he did mention the issue that has taken front page on the news, children being separated, which he said he did not like that. But we had to enforce the law, which you just said a few minutes ago. And he's hoping that one of the two bills, he didn't specify which one, but hopefully one of the two bills in front of the House tomorrow, I think, would pass. And then he made a comment about Mark Sanford that made me mad as hell. And he made fun of Mark losing his race, which I thought was very unnecessary.
Congressman Jones, have you looked at either of the two bills, and could you lend your backing to either of them?
Well, the first bill by Bob Goodlatte is probably the bill I will support. I cannot support the leadership bill. I think it goes too far. And we still have, with the Goodlatte bill, I think it moves in the right direction. It's not perfect, but it moves in the right direction. But they were whipping last night, and I don't know. We have a conference at